Now, we got the three. Everything's returned. Thank you. Thanks very much. But we got the three. 5 or 10?
5?
Oh, God.
How much time do we have?
10?
10 minutes? That'll be enough.
We'll talk for 5.
We'd like to do a song that's a psychological study, and if there are any students here, this will be kind of interesting. It's called I Talk to the Trees, and you can see the background in that. Yeah. It was written by a woodpecker, and that makes it even funnier. They have to have something.
It wasn't so bad. It wasn't so bad he was talking to them, but he began to dig them, yeah. You know.
He also began to understand them, too.
He had his eye on a little sapling there, you know, and that's not too good.
They sent the poor fellow up to Camarillo to have a couple of tests and see what happened up there, and they found
still
out
under observation.
He's still there.
They found out he was oak.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That kind of puts me out on a limb. I don't know what to say, but, yeah.
I'm going to get off that, please.
I think we're to the root of the problem already.
I'm stumped. But anyway, the idea of this song is the fact that it's about time somebody wrote some songs about trees because, you know, they mean an awful lot to us.
I like them, too.
Yeah, they do. They combat erosion and do a lot of things like that.
Help
dogs, too. But they also make telephone poles out of them, which are a big help.
Help dogs.
Yeah, help.
No, there was a guy that wrote songs about trees. His name was Joyce Kilmer. You know, with a name like that, you keep your eye on him, too.
He's up in Camarillo also.
Yeah.
We saw him last night with T.S. Eliot.
In all sincerity, we'd like to do I Talk to the Trees. That's a stupid
quite thing. Probably will, yes. It starts slowly and then it falls apart.
That's all right.
Sure, but it's disorganized.
Oh, God.